Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to be with you on this beautiful day if you're in Phoenix, Arizona. Maybe a little chillier if you're not in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm talking to you, my Canadian friends, my Canadian frenemies, who I'm always giving a hard time to. So today we are talking about the most exciting, glorious topic that can be talked about, which is how to make more money and work less. It is one of my favorite things that we help people do. Making more money is always fun, and I love helping people do that. But if we help them make more money, but they don't have any time to enjoy it with their family or friends and their quality of life goes to pot, I don't know that we've really served them or you or anybody, Cleaning Nation. So today we're going to talk about my favorite thing, how to make more money by working less hours. So big. The problem is, so just so you, if any of you guys can feel free to put in the chat if this is you or feel or sounds familiar, I work more and more and more, and I don't seem to make any more money. Or maybe even my company grows, but I'm not making any more profit. And I always think it's around the next corner, right? That is such the fool's gold for entrepreneurs. Like I've seen guys or gals build a business from 300,000 a year to 600 to a million, and they just find out, well, shoot, I'm working a ton more, but I'm not making commensurately more money, right? And the problem is, if you don't know how to leverage your time, you're always going to be trading your most valuable resource, which is time, for a far less valuable resource, which is money, right? And not to say that money's not important, but I guarantee if you get a day to live, all of a sudden money is not important at all, right? So if you've got to pick between time and money, we all know, if we think it through and talk about it, that money is less important and time's the important one, the key. We can't, nothing works without time, right? But we live our lives as if we're the opposite. Like, we got all the time in the world, but we'll just do anything for money. So the cost of not being able to leverage your time is pretty much your life, right? You just go through working for money, and then you get old, and you're like, oh my gosh, I would give anything to have that time back, which is never coming back. And we got money and nothing to, you know, so what, right? All right, so the first thing we've got to kind of blow up is, if I work harder, I will make more money, or I'll be more successful. That more work equals more success is tough because it's like many lies from the pit of hell. It has some truth to it, right? It's not like just sitting at home and thinking about being successful or hoping you're going to be successful is going to do you any good. It won't. You've got to do some work, right? But there's a law of diminishing returns, right? So if you're working 0 hours a week and not being effective, yes, more work will equal more success. If you're working 10 or 15 hours a week, sometimes 20 or 30 hours, depending on what you fill them with, will equal more success. If you're working 40, 50 hours a week, more work is not going to equal more success. It might, in rare occasion, equal more money short term, but never long term. So the problem is, even if you just, first of all, more work is almost never more success, right? Because if you're like me, you don't define success by money or revenue. That may be a measure, but my health, my relationships, my quality of life, my happiness, my spiritual life, those are all measures of success that are not, you know, they all go down, right? My relationship quality tends to go down if I'm working too much. So does my spiritual life. So does my health. Everything goes down except for the one measure sometimes, which is money. So I think we can agree success always goes down if you overwork, depending on how you define it. But if you only define success as money, even then, more work only makes more money to a point, and then you need to up your game. Hey, howdy. TJ says, howdy. I said, hey, howdy. Hey, TJ, good to see you, buddy. So the big, and I can hear you guys out there now, and I've got to blow this up or we're not going to be able to move forward. But you don't understand my business, Mike. I have to work hard on my business. I'm not working any harder. You know, I take all the time off I can. It's just my employees need me. My customers need me. You don't understand, if I'm not accessible, if I'm not available, if I'm not ready 24/7. The reality is, my friend, aside from the fact that we've coached hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of owners to go from working a ton and making very little money to working a lot less and making more money, aside from that fact, you know, you might be like, ah, you're full of crap. I don't know any of those people. You're lying. Okay, fine. So be it. The president of the United States, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, they all had exactly the same amount of time that you have, right? So if you're accomplishing less than they are, you are probably the quality and the caliber of the work that you're doing is less than the quality and caliber of work they were doing, right? So we can use it to make an excuse. And I promise you, if you're working 60, 70 hours a week, 80 hours a week, 100 hours a week, you're not wildly successful. There is a owner of a cleaning company. Oh, screw Steve Jobs. He's different. Forget about. Okay, great. There's probably an owner of a cleaning company in your town or the next town over. And I know there is because I coach them, that's making twice as much as you are and working half as much, right? So the you don't understand my business is really an excuse. It's not going to serve you, because if you believe that, okay, well, then that becomes your reality. And all the facts in the world of, well, other people have created a lot more with a lot less time, including people in my same industry and oftentimes in my same market. If you're committed to the belief that you don't understand my business, I got to work 60 hours a week and there's no way to do better, you're done growing, right? The reality, and this is again can be either very scary or very encouraging, is you've created every single thing in and around your business. You and only you, right? You know, some people have bought their business and it's like, okay, but if you bought your business more than a year ago, you've created everything in that business. You've rebuilt it. So the good news is, well, the bad news is you are the only problem, right? If you're working too hard and not making the money that you want, that's because you're the problem. The good news is if you're working too hard and not making money you want, you are the solution. So there's kind of some scary stuff and some empowering stuff in there. But we've got to get out of this. You don't understand my business. My business is different. You think I haven't heard that 1,000 times? I have. And as long as you're coachable, we can walk you out of that. You just have to be okay with believing something different and more effective. Okay. Another belief that's going to kill you is I'm the only one that can do these things in my business. One of my millionaire mastermind clients that shall go no unnamed, but if you're on here, you know who you are, thought that she was the only one that could do scheduling, right? That's one of the things I'd love to, as soon as we get you out of the cleaning, the next thing I'd like to get you out of is scheduling, right? That's just something that is not high value. It's frustrating. You have to do it every day. It's a pain in the neck. She just believed that no one in the face of the earth could schedule. It had to be her. And as long as she had that belief, there's really nothing I could do. No tactics, no systems, no processes that would help her, because if she believed she had to do this specific thing in her business, then that's where she was. So for you, that could be cleaning. If I don't clean, my customers will freak out and fire me. Maybe, but guess what? There are successful cleaning businesses in your area that don't clean and their customers don't fire them. So you just have to change your customers, right? Or I've got to do scheduling. I've got to answer the phones every time they ring, every second that they ring. Or I've got to be available to my employees if they're going to call out, because if they call out, nobody knows, we won't clean. I'm not saying those tasks don't need to get done. I'm arguing the point that you don't need to do them, right? I can call Tesla right now and I 100% guarantee Elon Musk is not going to answer that phone, right? They've got tens of thousands of employees, I believe, or thousands at least, and he's not creating schedules for them, right? He has people to do that. So if he can build a car from scratch, it didn't exist, we can certainly decide how 7 cleaners, where they're going to go every day without you being involved, right? The reality is the more things that you have to do, the more of a job you have, not a business, right? If you have to do something, that's a job, right? If you have a business is a thing, a set of systems and people and culture that exist outside of you that creates this result for people through products or services, and that throws off profit, right? When you have that, you have a business. When you have to do the cleaning or the managing or the ordering of supplies or the payroll or the whatever, you don't, to the degree that you're stuck having to do it, you don't have a business, you have a job, right? So really important that you get off of this, I have to do X, Y, and Z. As long as you're doing X, Y, and Z, you can't do the next level up, right? If Elon Musk is answering the phone, he can't be doing the hiring. If he's doing the hiring, he can't be designing the next car. If he's designing the next car, he can't be traveling the world, promoting the brand and getting awareness up, right? So you have to kind of promote yourself out of each of these jobs, and each of those jobs has a different pay scale. When you start doing a higher level pay jobs, you start getting more money and you don't have to work as much, right? Like really the short answer to how do I make more and work less is stop doing $10 an hour jobs that you work 100 hours, you get $1,000, and start doing $1,000 an hour jobs where you can work that same hour, make $1,000, right? And there's people that make $10,000 an hour and $100,000 an hour. TJ said, I've got to do all the training. Great myth. Now, just to be super clear, You might say, I choose to be in the field periodically with my customers, with my employees, to build culture and to make sure that they know me and I'm pouring into them. And that's something I choose to do. God bless. I'm okay with that. But if you're like, well, I can't go on vacation because we won't be able to hire. And if we don't hire, we can't get new customers. Everything, basically, if I leave town or don't show up, a cascading effect of nothing gets done happens. That's not healthy. That's not going to serve you. So I've got to do all the training. It's a great belief that is going to absolutely kill your productivity. All right. Not only are you, here's the core layer to that, or kind of the upgrade to that. Not only do you not want to be the only one that can do certain things in the business, you don't want to be in the place where you feel like you're the best one to do things. The more successful you get, the more better and exciting things you'll have to say no to, right? Like cleaning is a $15 an hour job. For you to be successful, you have to not clean, right? If you're gonna do a $100 job, you can't be doing a $15 an hour job, right? We can only do one thing at a time. A friend of mine was a chiropractor and was very good at it. And I know a lot of people bust chops for chiropractors, but I think they have to go to school for 10 years, just like a doctor. It costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. So he invested decades into his education, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he had this amazing skill where he could literally heal people with his hands. People would come to him and be like, my neck hurts, my back hurts, my life is just on hold or ruined because of this pain. And I've gone and seen lots of other people and they couldn't help me. And he would literally be able to put his physical hands on their body and adjust them and heal them. And they would go, oh my gosh, I feel better. I feel better than I felt. He feels amazing. So think about his position. He is able to physically heal people with his hands. He's got hundreds of thousands of dollars in this education. He loves doing it. And he's been practicing for 20 years to get this skill. As he built a practice that actually had chiropractors and MDs working together, he started realizing, he built a team of, I think, 30, 40, 50 people. And he started realizing, as valuable as it is for me to use my time healing people, as much as he physically enjoyed it, he couldn't be doing that if he's on the schedule serving clients. He couldn't be building his company. And there was no right or wrong answer, but the only wrong answer was to be unclear and think, I can, you know, give adjustments and heal people physically, being present as their doctor, and grow the company. And he realized it was painful for him because he had so much time and money and effort and emotional stuff kind of poured into this ability he had. It was hard for him to step up. So he was having to say no to greater and greater things, right? When he was a student, he had to say no to being able to eat out because he probably didn't have any money, or to be able to go out with his friends because he had to study. And then when he was first starting his practice, he might have had to say no to a nicer house because he had to spend money on his practice. And then he just kept saying no to greater and greater things. That's exactly how it works in your business. The better you get, the more value you bring to the world, you're going to have to get better at saying no to more and more things. That's the only way to escalate and get paid more for the jobs, for the time that you invest, right? So if you keep saying yes to $10 and $20 an hour jobs, you're never gonna have time for $100 an hour jobs, right? So this all requires you hiring people that are better than you to do the jobs, right? We gotta get out of this, I'm the only one that can clean, into, not only am I not the only one, I'm not even the best. I should be able to hire better people that are better than I. Not only I'm the only one that can train, I'm not even the best person that can train. I'm not the only one that can do whatever task that you've got. There's better people that can do it. So really important to move out of, far away from, I have to do this, not to, well, I don't have to do it, but I'm the best to do it. But I'm not even the best to do it. I'm the best to build a team and a culture and have a vision. That's the only thing you can do. Elon Musk, if there's no vision in a community, that community dies, right? His job that no one else could do is build that vision. Anyone can build cars or do engineering, all the important things that go on in that business, but casting the vision is something that only he can do. So we really got to move that. The next thing that holds people up is, well, if I don't work hard, if I'm not first in, last out, my employees are going to see that and they're going to be lazy. That is not the truth. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The reality is your employees will look to your leadership. So you're absolutely right. If you work all the time and teach them that everyone has to come to you and every decision or thought or smallest piece of movement that happens in your company needs to run through you, you've effectively bottlenecked your entire company, right? You've taught them that you're the genius. They can't think on their own. They can't grow. They shouldn't and can't make decisions. You're the superhero and everything's got to go through you, which feels great for the first 10 seconds because you get to be like, bam, bam, answering questions, but doesn't feel great when you want to go on a vacation or when you want to start building the company, but you're too busy answering questions and putting out fires, right? So if you lead them into always working instead of leading them, right? Because you're going to lead them either way, but you can either be a leader or just say, I'm going to outwork everybody and then hire a bunch of people to just try and outwork people, but no one ever thinks, you're stuck, right? So we've got to move from work, 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 doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, to leading and creating systems and building a culture. If you don't do that, you're going to continue to create and attract chaos, right? So your people, you don't want your people seeing you go, wow, Mike works 100 hours a week. I got to work 100 hours a week, right? Because most people aren't going to want to work 100 hours a week. They're going to leave. And the ones that do want to work 100 hours a week, you're not teaching them how to be effective or bring more value to the world. You're just teaching them work harder, work harder, work harder. So you're absolutely right. Your employees watch you. And if you teach them, you got to be first in and last out. And even if there's no real work to be done or anything important, you should just be here. That's who you're going to attract. We need to attract people that are down with the cause. They see the bigger vision. They're in love with the values that you have and the vision that you have for your company, and they want to contribute. Michelle, good to have you, sister. Nice to see your virtual face. So again, I think the underlying belief between all this is if I don't work hard, everything's going to fall apart, right? And I had that for many, 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 many years. Because when I started, I did need to work hard, right? I didn't know anything. So I guess I did choose to spend 20 years figuring this crap out on my own because I didn't have a leader or a mentor or a set of systems that I could follow. I had to fail a lot faster because I was figuring it out on my own, right? So that's one way to go. And it took me 20 years and I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, on making stupid mistakes. And you know, my goal in life is to help you guys make better mistakes. That's one way to go about it, right? And I created this belief that I have to work hard because I have to fail so quickly to figure out the wrong things. But that wasn't it, right? That's a long, brutal road that I don't want you guys to go down. So we got to get off this. If I don't work hard, everything's going to fall apart, right? That's my savior, which maybe it was when you started, to I'm going to find out the people that have done it. And I'm gonna learn from their mistakes, right? They say, you know, smart guys learn from their mistakes. Really smart guys learn from other people's mistakes, right? So you can adopt systems to keep you from working hard or doing the same repetitive tasks over and over again. So the big thing is, if I don't work hard, everything's gonna fall apart. If I leave, my business is gonna fail. I'm gonna come back as a parking lot, right? The reality of the situation is, if you do everything all the time, like we talked about before, you have a job and not a business. And your business will fail because you're too busy working your job and no one's running your business. You must build leaders. You must build people that, and you know, another different topic for a different day is core values and how to attract people that have your core values and encourage them to make decisions with your core values. But the only way that you can do that is to leave and allow them to lead, right? So your people, when you're constantly putting on your Superman or Superwoman cape and your people have to come to you to make any decision, you are teaching them to follow and not to lead. The only way for them to lead is get the heck out of their way. So the beautiful thing is, not only is it not true that if you leave, your business will fail, it is absolutely true if you never leave, your business will abso-frickin-lutely fail. Michelle said it perfectly, and she's a great example of a lady who went from very drastically working quite a bit and not getting the results that she wanted to working very, very little and having the opportunity to kind of just let the business pay for it and stay still or really take it to the next level. So anyone out there in Clean Nation, if you get a hold of a chance to meet Michelle Kruger, she is a very bright lady. So we have to change from my business, if I leave, my business will fail, to if I stay and have my business depend on me, it will fail, right? The only way to really have a business that operates independently of me and it's not a job is to build leaders. And the only way to build leaders is to get the heck out of the way and let them lead. And the only way to do that is to physically leave. I ran my construction company, my first 7-figure sale I did. I ran it for years, really not coming in very much. I traveled and I remember there was one year I was in probably less than 30 days. I was out. And people ask how you did that. I go, I left. And they go, yeah, but how'd you do? Well, I came in and then I stopped coming in. Well, what did your employees do? Well, I had great employees that believed in my core values and had a good set of systems and the culture were so strong. They just did what they did. They knew what to do because they were trained properly. So, but you can't test that until you leave. So it's scary. And believe it or not, certainly there's things that we need to, you know, the systems that we help you with and all that are really helpful and the culture is all really helpful. But at the end of the day, most people I found, it isn't lack of systems and culture. That's part of it. But 80% of it, the overwhelming majority of it is they're afraid. They're afraid if they leave, they don't trust their employees, that their employees won't rise to the occasion and they'll ruin it. And I found overwhelmingly, certainly if you've got systems in place and that's what we help you with, if you just leave, you'll be shocked at your employees stepping up. So the benefits are, once you unlink forever and ever and ever till the end of time, once you unlink time spent with a feeling of accomplishment or success, you're free to build any life you want, any business that you want. You can grow as big as you want. As long as I have to work harder doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, working in my business and not on it to be successful or to win. As long as you have that link, you're stuck. But the benefit is once you unlink it and realize I don't have to work that much. If I want to make $10,000 a month, I can find a way. And there are people out there that make $10,000 an hour. You just have to unlock that code. But as long as you're full with $10 or $15 an hour work, you've capped yourself. So if you would like help with that, you're like, I don't want to make all these mistakes. I do want to figure it out. Show me step by step how I can do this. And I'm coachable and I want that freedom. And I'm unlinking. I want to increase the value of what I bring to the world as opposed to just working harder. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's a completely complimentary on-demand training I made for you. It's super fantastic. There's nothing for sale on it. It's just the best coaching that we've got, the five shifts that you really need to make, not only to grow your business, but to do it without working a ton and ruining your life for it. So growmycleaningcompany.com, check it out. Every resource you need to work less and make more is there. We'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.